Applying the Laws. The best way to apply these laws of attraction is to keep them in mind as you act, think, and express yourself into the world. Notice how you think about things and experiment with ways to create more positivity with your words, thoughts, and actions. Also, understand the power of the company you keep. Do your best to keep your mind focused on people, places, and things that are in harmony with your greater goals. To share a personal example of how I apply this law of attraction theory in my life, I personally choose not to watch some of those popular shows that take place in hospitals because I don't want to draw more hospital experiences into my life, in spite of good-looking doctors with all kinds of romances going on behind the scenes. Some of the law of attraction teachers also suggest staying away from people who are undesirable in one way or another so that you won't take on their qualities. Be careful. This somewhat heartless approach of avoiding anyone who is not perfectly free from flaws may actually end up attracting more of what you don't want, because avoidance of things can also attract them to you. It is the energy of your mental focus that makes certain events or things manifest more powerfully. Who would really want to live in a world where people are so selfish that they don't help others out of fears of getting some kind of karmic cooties from them? Taking a simplistic or selfish approach to universal laws can create these kinds of strange interpretations that are less likely to come about when the metaphysical laws are allowed to express naturally as part of your spiritual maturation. See Chapter 16 for more on why it's not always good to fool Mother Nature. Therefore, along with paying attention to what you are creating with your mind, thoughts, and words, and along with being careful about the company you keep, you want to also follow the law of allowing. Don't put too much thought, attachment, or avoidance toward anything that you don't wish to increase in your life. Keep your attention focused on higher spiritual matters, even while in the midst of so-called bad company. Your higher focus will not only protect you from the potential ill effects of their company, but will also help you to be good company for them, which equals more good karma for everyone concerned. The universe likes to say yes. One metaphysical law is that whatever you focus your attention on gains more power in your life. If you have a bad habit and think day and night about how awful it is that you have the habit and how you wish it would go away, you may find the habit becoming stronger instead of following your wishes. This is because the universe is a conscious field of spiritual awareness that likes to say yes. It's like a doting grandmother that only wants to please but doesn't always get things right according to your preferences. The universe says yes to whatever you focus on. Even if you're saying no, the universe is nevertheless saying yes. For example, if you're saying to yourself, "Don't eat chocolate, don't eat chocolate," the universe is editing out your don't and replacing it with yes. Because of this universal tendency to say yes, it is less beneficial to focus on a habit you want to get rid of than to focus on the positive thoughts and freedom you'll feel after the habit is gone.